Welcome in. Today we're building a proper classic dub siren inside Ableton Live 12, but with an advanced twist aimed straight at old school jungle and ragga drum and bass. Because yeah, you can make a siren with any synth and slap delay on it. That's not the hard part. The hard part is making it feel performed, like someone's actually writing a siren box and a sound system intro and making it sit in that 170 to 175 pocket without fighting your brakes. The secret weapon. The groove pool, not as human eyes, but as a modulation engine. We're going to use groove timing to change how the siren's pitch envelope and dovetails collide, so the siren starts talking rhythmically with the track. Set the tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for rolling jungle. Create a MIDI track and name it DUB Siren. And set your global quantization to 1 bar, because later, when you're launching and arranging different siren clips, you want it to drop in clean and feel intentional. Now for the sound source. Drop operator onto that MIDI track. We're going fast and classic here. Set operator to a simple algorithm. Oscillator a straight to output. On oscillator A, choose a sine wave. Course at 1, fine at 0. Keep it clean for now. The grime comes later. In the amp envelope, give it a quick attack, like 2 to 5 milliseconds. Then decay somewhere around 400 to 800 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, basically off. Release around 250 to 500 milliseconds. Teacher note. This matters. If your siren sustains forever, it becomes a pad with delay. Jungle sirens are usually hits. They stab, they tail, they answer the drums. Think throws, not a constant lane. Now the identity. Pitch movement. Turn on operator's pitch envelope. Set the pitch envelope amount somewhere between plus 12 and plus 24 semitones. Decay around 200 to 600 milliseconds. Attack basically instant. 0 to 10 milliseconds. Now, when you hit a note, you should hear that classic PL falling swoop. That's the sound system signature. Next, tone shaping and wobble. Add auto filter after operator. Choose a low pass 24 dB filter. Start the frequency around 1.2 kHz, but anywhere from 800 hz up to 2.5 kHz is fair game depending on how bright you want it. Add resonance, around 25 to 45%, and push the drive a bit, like 2 to 6 dB. Don't be shy, that drive is part of the vibe. Now for movement. Turn on auto filters LFO. If you want clean wobble, use a sine shape and set rate to 1/8 or 1/16th, amount around 10 to 25%. Then set phase to random. If you want that steppy old school wobble that feels like unstable hardware, use a random or sample and hold type shape. 1/16th rate, but smaller amount, like 5 to 15%. This is one of those moments where less is more, because we're going to create extra motion using groove timing later. Alright, DubFX chain time, stock devices only. First, saturator after auto filter. Set it to analog clip. Drive anywhere from 3 to 10 dB depending on how nasty you want it. Turn soft clip on. And then trim the output so you're not destroying your channel. You want aggression, not accidental clipping. Now echo. Turn sync on. This is where you get that rolling cross rhythm. Set left time to 3/16 and right time to 1/8. Feedback around 25 to 45% to start. Filter it, high pass around 200 hz, low pass around 5 to 8 kHz. Add a little modulation, like 3 to 10%, subtle warble, and use ducking, around 10 to 30%, so the repeats get out of the way of the initial hit. Then reverb after echo. Size 40 to 70%. Decay 2 to 4.5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds, so the reverb doesn't immediately blur the transient. Low cut around 250 to 400 hz. High cut around 6 to 9 kHz. Keep dry slash wet modest, like 8 to 20%. Quick reality check. One of the most common mistakes is too much reverb and feedback during the drop. Your brakes and bass need that space. Dub effects are punctuation. Throws, not a constant wash. Optional but very useful. Put utility at the end and automate width, around 90 to 140%. Widen on fills. Narrow when the drop hits. That's a classic move. Big vibe in the intro. Tight focus when the drums arrive. Now we build the MIDI pattern, but we're designing it for the groove pool. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip. Use short stabs, somewhere between a 16th and an 8th note long. Start your pitches around G3 to C4 and adjust later. Place the hits on offbeats. Ragga elements love those ands. Avoid landing your main siren hits right on 2 and 4, because that's where your jungle snare cracks. If your siren lives there, it's going to feel like it's arguing with the drum break. Here's a pattern idea that works. Hits around 1 and, 1A, 3E, and 4. And change pitch each hit. Try G3, BB3, C4, D4. That minor flavor already leans darker. Then use velocity like performance. Make the first hit stronger, like 80 to 90. Later hits a bit lower, like 50 to 70. We'll make velocity do something useful later. Now we get to the core of this lesson. Groove pool is siren performance. Open the groove pool. Grab a swing 16 groove to start. Medium swing. MPC grooves can be amazing here too. And the advanced old school cheat is extracting groove from a real break, but we'll do that in a minute. Drag the groove from the groove pool onto your siren MIDI clip. Click the groove in the groove pool and set it up. Timing. Try 85 to 95. Higher means more dragged, more hand-triggered feel. But don't just slam 100 on everything or it'll sound drunk and late. Random. 5 to 15. This is your unstable DAW hand feel. Again, subtle. You want performed, not falling apart. Velocity. Keep it low for now, like 0 to 20. Unless you've mapped velocity to something musical. Bass, set it to 1/16. Important, sirens in jungle tend to bounce at 16th note resolution. Quantize, keep it low, like 0 to 20. Counterintuitive, but if you quantize too hard, you kill what the groove is doing. Let the groove actually move the hits. Now listen. The siren should immediately feel less like a loop and more like someone tapping it in, with a pocket. Here's the big teacher moment. Groove isn't just moving notes. It's changing the way your pitch envelope and your delay and reverb tails overlap. A note that lands slightly late means the previous echo has more space. A note that lands slightly early can choke the tail and create urgency. That's why groove here becomes modulation. You're playing the space between hits. So now do this. Duplicate the clip. Same notes, same synth. But apply a different groove, or keep the same groove and change the timing and random settings. Because in jungle, repeating the exact same siren clip for 64 bars kills the illusion. The old school vibe comes from variation, different timing feel, different pitch set, different effects throws. Let's make three clips quickly, one bar each. Clip A, sparse, more like eighth note gestures. Apply groove timing around 80 and random around 5. Clip B, busier, more 16th stabs. Apply timing around 92, random around 10. Clip C, same as B but pitch down a bit, darker. Timing around 95, random around 12 and maybe close the filter a touch. Now arrange those into a 32-bar phrase. Bars 1 to 16, clip A. Bars 17 to 24, clip B to raise tension. Bars 25 to 32, clip C for that darker pre-drop pressure. Now the commit trick. Keep groove live while you're deciding. When one clip feels perfect, commit it so the timing prints into the MIDI. But don't commit everything. Commit only some clips so you keep tweakability and still get recorded variation. And here's an advanced move. Commit one groove, then lightly apply a second groove on top, with timing like 15 to 35. That gives you complex timing that still behaves predictably. Now let's do the absolute best old school cheat. Extract groove from real breaks. Drop a breakbeat on an audio track. Amen, think, hot pants style, whatever you're using. Right-click and extract groove. That groove now lives in your groove pool. Apply that extracted groove to your siren clip. Set bass to 1/16. Keep quantize low so the break's microtiming survives. Now your siren inherits the same micro pocket as your drums. This is one of those why does this suddenly sound like a record moments, because everything is leaning the same way. Next, let's make the groove pool velocity actually matter. Right now groove velocity might not do anything musical. So we give it a job. Go into auto filter and map velocity to filter frequency, or map it to operator's pitch envelope amount if you want sharper swoops on accents. Once velocity is mapped, go back to the groove pool and raise velocity to like 10 to 25. Now swan hits aren't just late or early. They're brighter or darker, sharper or softer, depending on where the groove places accents. That's the played feel. Let's level up with one optional texture trick. Make the siren talk a little. After auto filter, add vocoder as an effect. Use internal noise as the modulator. Keep bands around 8 to 20 and keep dry slash wet very low, like 5 to 15%. Then automate formant very subtly during fills. You'll get this vocalish ragga texture without turning it into a robot lead. Another cut-through trick. Add drum bus before echo. Keep drive small. Push transients a bit. Maybe plus 5 to plus 20 carefully. Boom off. That makes the initial pew pop through busy breaks without you just turning the channel up. Now, performance ready setup. Turn the whole chain into a rack. Group operator, auto filter, saturator, echo, reverb, and utility into an instrument rack. Then map macros like this. Macro 1. Siren pitch by mapping operator transpose or course tuning. Macro 2. Swoop amount, operator pitch envelope amount. Macro 3. Swoop time, pitch envelope decay. Macro 4. Filter open, auto filter frequency. Macro 5. Wobble rate, auto filter LFO rate. Macro 6. Dub feedback, echo feedback. Macro 7. Dub tone, echo filter or reverb high cut. Macro 8. Dirt, saturator drive. Now you can automate it like hardware. And importantly, you can do phrase-based moves. Jungle is phrased. Try this 8-bar logic. Bars 1 through 6. Must filter and low feedback. Bar 7. Open the filter and lift feedback slightly. Bar 8. One big feedback spike, then hard cut it. That one bar of madness, then silence, is ridiculously usable. And if you want an arrangement upgrade that keeps your drops clean, build a dedicated return track for siren dub throws. Instead of echo and reverb inserted directly, create a return called siren dub with echo into reverb into EQ. Keep the dry siren short and mostly clean, then automate send mount only on phrase ends, like one or two hits. That's how you get iconic dub throws without washing the break. One more advanced layering trick, the flam siren. Duplicate the siren track, or duplicate the chain inside a rack with two chains. Use the same MIDI notes, but apply a tighter groove to chain 1 and a heavier groove with more random to chain 2. Detune chain 2 by 5 to 12 cents. Shorten its release a bit. Now it feels like two hands triggering the siren, that subtle double hit texture. Before we wrap, quick mistakes to avoid.